It is time for our People to People program, and joining us live in the studio, Amron Buchanan and Ken Knowles. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Let's talk about Goodfellas, the 60th year, obviously a little bit different than the past.
Goodfellas are going to be different because due to the whole COVID thing and keeping everybody safe, in the past, Goodfellas, part of its value was to have students involved in organizing and just understanding how to serve the community. We want to keep everybody safe.
Right.
But we also want to help people at Christmas time because Goodfellas has one goal. We want nobody to go hungry at Christmas time in Kewaunee. So we've gone to a whole new way of doing this just this year, and Ken Knowles has been working frantically on it. So Ken, tell them what's happening.
Well, you know, when we can't have the personal contact, normally when we're doing this, we have 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 students together working on these different parts of the project. We just can't do that anymore. So in talking with Dr. Sullins earlier on the spring or the year, I said, this is my idea what we're going to do. And unfortunately, this means the kids are pretty much out of it this year, this one year. What we're going to do is we're still going to collect the names. They can call out to the Kewaunee High School, and they will collect the names. So if you know somebody needs a basket, you call out to 853-3328 and tell them the information that we need. Now, the primary thing we need this year, particularly accurate, is an address. Because what we're going to do, rather than anybody take real food out, they're going to get a certificate in the mail. On the same day they normally would have got their basket, they're going to get a certificate in the mail, and that mail is going to be good for a ham, because we always put a ham in our box, plus an amount of groceries based on the size of the families. So, you know, you'll get a certificate. It says, take this to Save-A-Lot. Save-A-Lot has the hams. They're all set up with this. They worked with us real well to get this all set up. And you'll have amount of groceries. Spend at least the amount of your certificate is, because there will be no cash back or anything back on them. But, you know, if you get one that says you get $21 worth of groceries, make sure you spend at least $21. But we think it's going to work. We think it's the most effective way to still get the project to remain in viable for this year. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Like in the past, everything remains the same except for a letter coming in the mail to the recipient rather than a grocery basket on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
We, as Ken already mentioned, we can't operate without money. And so this year we're going to reimburse Save-A-Lot for every certificate that's turned in. So that comes in with the fact that we also would like donations. And I'm going to send out, and Ken's going to send out letters asking people to donate, but we don't obviously get to everybody. We always can use the money. It all stays in Kewaunee. There are no salaries paid. It's all used to give people food. And if someone wants to help us out, hopefully everybody can, those who are not being affected by the COVID financially, if they will send a donation to Post Office Box 5, right here in Kewaunee, zip code, of course, 61443, but any donations accepted, send them to Post Office Box 5. That's what we use so that Ken's certificates can get reimbursed at Save-A-Lot.
Just to mention, you know, I don't know how people, Goodfellas has been supported by the city of Kewaunee, by the patrons of Kewaunee, the people of Kewaunee, for a lot of years, for 60 years, they've helped us out. And I just sometimes, I don't know if people realize what it costs to do this. And this year, assuming our count would be the same, and I have no idea at this point in time whether we would have the same number as last year, or we'd have 200 more because of the COVID virus and the economic situation. But my projected cost based on last year's numbers is just right at $30,000.
Right.
Now, so that, and that has always come, I can't thank the city of Kewaunee enough, and when I mean that, all the people of Kewaunee, you know, that are willing to support us with their $10, $20, $50, $100, $500,000 donations. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen this year. You know, if the numbers go really, really big, I'm not sure what we're going to do. But I think we'll be all right. And like I said, it's $30,000. So if you can help us out, we certainly would appreciate it.
That is a good point, though, is that the need is greater than it's ever been before.
It may well be. I don't know that. I won't know until about 2 weeks before. That's when we get the report from the high school that says this is how many people we got, and this is how many families and how big they are and all this information, so we can then I'll know about what my bill is going to be. But it's always a quandary, you know, how much we're going to need this year to make it happen.
Okay, for us to really help people, Ken, help me with this, but for us to really help people, those who are calling in to get a certificate, give us some dates. When will they need to call in, and when will they get the certificate?
Okay. The cutoff for guaranteeing everything's going to work for you is going to be the 11th of December. So you have to call Kewaunee High School by the 11th of December and tell how many people and what. That gives us just 5 days or 4 days to finish up what we have to do to make all the rest of this happen. The plan is, we've always done this on the last day of school at Kewaunee High School because they're the kids and it's their last day out. And their last day of high school is the 18th. We're going to do it on the 18th. So you should have your certificate in hand by the 18th. And then you take it up to Save-A-Lot. The certificate is basically runs out January 1st. So you've got about 2 weeks of which to use your certificate up at Save-A-Lot. So.
What a wonderful partner to have in Save-A-Lot.
They have been very helpful. You know, they give us very fair pricing, which I think, you know, I've checked around, but they really take care of us and make this all go smoothly on a normal. And this year is something different because now they've got to start tracking all these certificates and make sure that everybody, you know, has their certificate and uses them right and all that. So, yes, they've done a wonderful job for us over the years, and I could want to keep working with them for the foreseeable future.
This is a wonderful bit of innovation that you've done to make this happen this year.
Well,
we were a little bit, our back was to the wall. We wanted to help people, and how are we going to do this? There's no way we can put baskets out. Two problems there. One is the laborer and the volunteers on one side to put them together, and the other side is making sure they get to families. And right away, you've got more interaction with people. That's a problem right now with the COVID. How are we going to do this? And so people have to buy groceries anyway. If they need and will call in, they'll get a certificate so they can buy groceries at Save-A-Lot. And for, well, as with a basket isn't going to feed you forever. But we equate the basket prices of the past with what they're going to get on a certificate.
I'd like to mention what we normally put in a basket, just to give an idea of what we normally put out. And that's the fact that we put a ham. Everybody gets at least a full ham, a 4-pound ham. Eggs, gallons of milk, rolls, grape jelly, macaroni and cheese, spaghetti sauce, dried navy beans, paper towels, margarine, loaves of bread, jars of peanut butter, cans of tuna, cans of soup, boxes of spaghetti, apples, oranges, bananas. Last year we gave away almost 3 tons of potatoes, and we'll have somewhere around, I don't know, 1,200 to 1,500, more than that, cans of just vegetables. So that's what we normally put in a basket. So it is a fair, you know, you got a couple of meals out of the spaghetti, you got meals out of the beans, and you got your ham. So you got breakfast a couple, 3 days with eggs and stuff. So, you know, we feel like we put out a good quality product.
Absolutely, undoubtedly. It's an incredible thing that you do. And of course, it takes raising funds. So once again, tell people how they can donate.
Okay, to donate, mail your checks to Post Office Box 5, Kewaunee, Illinois. Goodfellows, Post Office Box 5, Kewaunee, Illinois. And it's done. Done deal. And we really appreciate everything.
Anything else you'd like to pass along?
Well, just quickly, we are getting some extra support from, since Kewaunee is not going to, and Wethersfield, for that matter, the two schools are not going to be able to help us do some of the work they do and the collection of canned goods that we've done in the past. So we're going to have to use cash in lieu of canned goods. They are both doing some kind of a fundraiser, and I haven't heard the results yet, but some kind of a fundraiser to help us out. So they're going to donate in lieu of their labor and stuff and their work gathering canned goods to the cause. So that's great.
That is fantastic. And of course, those great kids, they so want to help.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I think it's a great learning experience for the kids. And that's one reason I told Aaron when this all started, he says, we can't let it die. It cannot stop this year. If it stops this year, it stops forever. You know, you just can't start and go this. So I said, we got to do something. And this is when we came up with this way of doing it. And I think it's the perfect solution for where we're at. And we'll just go from there, and hopefully next year we'll be back and we'll be bringing them baskets to the door.
I absolutely think you will be.
Good. Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Yeah, this is great for the recipients. We did the best we could, but as far as the whole thing and just the whole enthusiasm of it and helping kids see what life is really all about, we miss it. But as soon as we can make it safe, we'll do it again.
All right. Well, Ken Knowles, Amron Buchanan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.